Radio Gdańsk English News.
Brought to you today by Adam Gosiewski. 2023 has been welcomed in across the globe. There was a fabulous firework display before a huge crowd in Sydney, Australia, and tens of thousands of spectators greeted the new year in Korea. There were Oshugatsu celebrations for the Japanese New Year, symbolizing renewal and bidding farewell to problems of the previous year. Buddhist temples struck their gongs 108 times, each ring representing one of the 108 earthly temptations a person must overcome. In Denmark, people shattered their unused dinnerware against doors of their families and friends to ward off bad spirits. Scotland's Hogmanay is one of the most rousing celebrations in the world. Edinburgh witnessed street entertainment, fire festivals, concerts, and first footing, where the first person who crosses the threshold of a person's home should bring a gift of luck. Traditionally, this gift was a piece of coal for the fire or shortbread. London saw over 100,000 people watch a fabulous firework display from the banks of the River Thames, and the traditional New York City crystal ball was lowered at midnight to the rapturous welcome of tens of thousands of onlookers in Times Square. The city authorities of Gdańsk and Gdynia did not organise any public celebrations this year. However, there was a star-studded event in the Polish mountain resort of Zakopane, which was broadcast on national TV. In other news, as the world brings in the new year, war grinds on in Ukraine. Russia launched another wave of missile attacks hitting cities across Ukraine in the run-up to the new year. The mayor of the capital, Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, said there had been several blasts in the capital, causing at least one death. A hotel has also been damaged. The attacks happened 2 days after Russia conducted one of the largest airstrikes since the start of the war. Most of the Russian missiles were intercepted by Ukrainian air defense units. Daniel Obajtek, CEO of PKN Orlen, has said that Orlen's long-term contract for Russian oil, which expires in January, will not be extended. As a result, about 90% of crude oil will come from outside Russia. PKN Orlen spokeswoman Edita Olkovich confirmed that Orlen would not extend the long-term contract, which expires in January 2023. PKN Orlen stopped Russian oil imports by sea at the beginning of the Russian armed attack on Ukraine, and many European producers followed suit. Currently, 70% of the crude oil for all refineries of the Orlen Group in Poland, the Czech Republic and Lithuania come from directions other than Russia. In 2015, almost 100% of the crude oil for the Orlen Group was Russian. The head of the church in Poland, Archbishop Wojciech Polak, is celebrating a commemorative mass at St. John's Cathedral in Warsaw today for Pope Benedict XVI, who died in Rome yesterday. Before the Mass, he said that the richness of Benedict's thoughts and the depth of his theological reflection spring to mind, but above all, the humility and simplicity with which he led the Church, and a testimony of true love for each human being. Archbishop Polak went on to say that during Benedict's official visit to Poland in 2006, he went to the German concentration camp at Auschwitz. In the context of the war in Ukraine and the barbaric invasion by Russia, it is worth recalling that Benedict himself, visiting Auschwitz as a German, cried out to God to help people come to their senses and understand that violence does not build peace. It only breeds further violence, multiplying destruction that ultimately causes everyone to lose. And finally, all of you who'd like to start the new year doing something healthy, the 2023 Sopot Beach Run takes place today. This year, it is 1 meter longer than last year and is 2,023 meters in length. In an upbeat move, all runners will be issued with sunglasses. The run starts at the main square by the pier in Sopot, and the starting pistol will go off at 2 p.m. sharp. Details on the Radio Gdańsk English Service webpage.
The weather.
Today's weather will be unseasonably warm, with temperatures reaching 13 degrees Celsius, that's 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Sky should remain clear with a brisk southwesterly wind. Tomorrow should stay warm, but expect heavy rain later tonight. On behalf of the whole English news team here at Radio Gdańsk, let me wish you a happy and peaceful 2023.